Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
I want to hit the horn.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Just excited on this beautiful day, the 26th day of March 2023. So many things to talk about, so little time to do it in. As always, read African-American newspapers. Read African-American newspapers. And wherever you are in this country, we definitely have three that will give you all the information that you need, as well as, you know, you're welcome to read whatever you want to. But I'll tell you, we got something special. It's not only at American Airlines, but Texas Metro News, the Garland Journal, and My Eye Messenger. So much going on, so little time to talk about it. Some of the things that we will be talking about, again, this hypertension, we're going to touch on that a little bit more today. Some announcements. We definitely have some things going on in Dallas. And I want to say good morning to the Rattler bowling team. Hopefully we'll have some parents or some people who participated in the event to stop by and talk a little bit. Federal judge to block DeSantis. He has a monopoly, and we'll talk about that monopoly of those who are in the state chambers. Storms and more storms. We'll talk from California all the way through Georgia, from sea to shining sea, as we were taught it as kids. We'll talk about that. March Madness, who would have thought? Some of the teams that's going to be in the Final Four, all of that will be resolved today for the men, and the ladies will be resolved on Monday. Shootings. I hate talking about it, but you know what? We got to get in control on this thing. Too many lives are being lost. Mass shootings everywhere. It's just awful. It hurts my heart to even think about some of the things that have been going on. And every time we close the show, we come back the next week, and it is a humdinger. And that's the old term, letting us know that it's just absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What are we going to do, Washington? What are we going to do, Washington, D.C.? What are we going to do, Texas? When you listen week to week, event after event, and we still have not come up with a cause for reasoning with these different events. It just breaks my heart with these kids, the number of kids that have fallen. You have people who are going with Facebook. And folks, if you trade off anything on Facebook, please be extremely, extremely careful. Extremely, and I can't say that enough. The way things are unfolding around here, it's just heartbreaking of these kids that are dying, high school shootings. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have to talk about it. We have to have responsible parents. We need responsible uncles and aunts. You just can't have guns laying around. Those are the things. And everybody's talking about woke. You know what? We need to be awakened of some of the things that are going on in this world. You can't bear arms. But do we need to put safety locks on them to prevent the people in the house from shooting themselves or others? I'm sure if you had a home invasion, things of sort, you would know what to do, how to go about it. But it's just heartbreaking to just see the amount of kids going left and right and in between and at school. When is it going to stop? As a kid, you always thought You had to be old to die. You had to be old to die. That was the thought. But now, 15, 14, 13, 6 of gun violence. And that's what, and I'm only talking about what we hear about. What makes the mainstream media? Well, people are constantly dying because of gun violence. Again, Washington. Gun laws. You don't even need a permit to carry, which is sad. Teach responsibility. Get a license. Learn how to do it. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I just don't know where to start with that. It is a hurting thing when you have these young folks killing themselves, killing others. Something else to do. All right. As always, read your African American newspapers. We have an e-blast that I'll go through several times today. We have the Metro News that you can get on the e-blast every day. The March Awareness. March is National Kidney Month. You know, kidneys, blood pressure, and things of that nature is throwing our kidneys out of whack. So, folks, we need to make sure it's that we take care of our kidneys. Women History Month, the month of March, and the National Nutrition Month, eating well. Eating well will help our kidneys, our daily body functions. We need to follow through. Mayor Johnson, the mayor of Dallas, Texas, appoints chairs of 5 community bond task force, some subcommittees, to make sure that we keep an eye on things in the Dallas area. Twins sue Dallas after being disqualified for running for mayor and city council. We'll get into that a little bit later. Support our women. And that comes from my editor, chief, everything. Is that at the SWAC Southwestern Athletic Conference Championship Women's Bowling at 661 Six Flags Drive in Arlington, Texas. FAMU is facing Prairie View, and the winner faces Alabama State for the championship today. Got an opportunity to be out there yesterday. Absolutely wonderful event. Meeting the athletic director, meeting the parents, meeting a few of the kids that were participating. I tell you, they can say what they want to say about FAMU, but we support our school up, down, and in between. And we try to do everything, especially when kids come this far, to make sure that they are taken care of. That's the key thing. And we love it to death. Words to Live By. It reads, and I quote, "I don't like how it makes me feel," end quote, is a legitimate reason to separate yourself from people, places, and things. Let me repeat that back. I don't like how it makes me feel is a legitimate reason to separate yourself from people, places, and things. The Ivy Pearl Foundation Golf Tournament. You got to get out there. I can only imagine. I'm seeing Ivy Pearl. They have some gifts, DJs, dancing, and door prizes. It's the second annual scholarship, Ivy Pearl Foundation of Dallas. That'll be Sunday, June 4th, 2 to 5, and it's going to be at the Topgolf. And we'll get some additional information about that as well. Robert Hughes, the famous coach from Fort Worth, Dunbar, having their fourth annual basketball tournament, elementary invitational, and start test prep rally. Awesome. Over in Fort Worth, Robert Hughes. Ball, boom, 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 boom. I used to say it like that. But join us in this bon voyage of Black Cowboys. The Black Rodeo is coming soon. Kick off the Black Rodeo on Thursday at the African American Museum from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Folks, if you've never been to the Black Rodeo, you need to show up. It's going to be happening on the 6th of April. Please make your accommodations by the 4th. That is the dinner to the Black Rodeos. Now, can you imagine coming out west? I always wanted to follow our plight as we went to Virginia along with other cities along the coast, and we worked our way towards the west. A lot of us at that time may not have seen a horse, but learn how to ride horses, learn how to plant, how to build, how to make the most of everything that we encountered in this strange land. And we follow history, looking at Roswell, looking at Chubb, looking at Tulsa, all those cities from Florida to higher up on the East Coast to Oklahoma. We made it work. And you know we had to encounter being cowboys. And it's a sight to see. And we need to make sure that we get out there and support our Black Cowboys just to remember how things used to be. Because we built this country, whether they want to admit it or not, we know what we've done to make this country great. We think America great again. It's been great a long time. Want to say good morning to Joyce Ann Robinson, the superb woman of the day. Joyce Ann Robinson is a minister, author, and speaker. She's a mentor of many, and her values distinguish her as a virtuous woman. Joyce graduated from Southern Bible Institute in Dallas with a diploma in biblical studies. She continued to further her education in biblical studies and graduated from the J. Lee Foster School of Biblical Studies / Tyndale Seminary, in Dallas. She is a founding member of the Dallas Women of Purpose International Ministries, where she served under the leadership of Dr. O. Virginia Phillips, PhD. She's also served on the board of directors and the board of directors of the Word Walking Wives. She volunteers her time with various local organizations and supporting women and young girls. A superb woman of the day, Joyce Ann Robinson. Also on our e-blast, we have this morning, we have some viewpoints, faithful utterances, faith over fear. Something you'll find out. Des Moines city officials have placed impediments in the pathway of community voices, says Black leaders. And that's in Des Moines, Iowa. Think about Tallahassee, Florida, Orlando, Miami, Tampa. Blocking, trying to restrict the amount of history that's being taught, the right history. All history is important. You have some good, bad, and the ugly. But when you start depriving people of what they've built to make this country great, I take issue to that. I think of DeSantis and what he's doing, he's going to be the conversation all day. And you just think about what he's trying to accomplish. Are you afraid that the truth is really going to get out about slavery? How even today it's not physical slavery. The slavery and not having jobs or not giving jobs to those who have a ton of melanin in their system. Racism, slavery in the 60s. Not much has changed. We've made advances in technology. And Jim has changed his name. He's still around. He's not wearing overalls like he used to be or during those times. He's dressed up in a fine suit, fine shoes, beautiful tie, and he calls himself now James Crow Esquire. He's dressed up. But folks, the word of the day is woke. We must awaken. Woke is not to be asleep. Woke is trying to continue to build this country. Being aware of the injustices of our country. Now, some of us are doing extremely well and feel that we don't have to worry about that. Well, in order for us to get together to move forward, we need every man, woman, and child on deck. Making sure that next generation of kids is prepared to run this country. You talking about woke? Come on, y'all. We must stress that, woke. And that's why I enjoy, wake up everybody. No more sleeping in bed. In my intro, it's just a reminder that we still have a long way to go. A long way to go. Some of the other things that we're listing this morning, a picture is worth 1,000 words. They have some guys doing masonry work, look like you and I, just building up. Nice picture. If you get a chance to read it or give your spill on it this morning, we'll try to fix you up with some tickets for some upcoming events. We have listened to what I am telling you. 5 things that will help you achieve your goals. 5 things that will help you achieve your goals. And we have it, folks. We have it right here for you this morning. The 50th anniversary of hip-hop. You can remember on the Grammys, you got a chance to see some of the old originals, LL Cool J, Grandmaster D, remember? And of course, some of these are not alive, but I can remember Rapids of Life. We had that going. Anymore. And I'm going to see if I'm for the 50 years of hip-hop. Let me see if I can find something that will be appropriate for us this morning, even on a Sunday morning. Do Rapper's Delight or something. Sugar Hill. Good morning, everyone. We have our faithful doctor on. Let's give a little bit about Sugar Hill. We're talking about 50 years of hip-hop. Let's see what this is about.
I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and
hello, hello, hello. Dr. Rodriguez? We'll get her on shortly here. You know, and I apologize, folks. You may not have heard much. We were having some technical difficulties. And I even got a call that you may not have heard me. But, again, let me go back over some things before we get Dr. Rodriguez on. I mentioned, and again, I apologize, that a young lady, 21 years old, starting a business, and she gets some swapsticks from her neighbor when she purchased a building next to his. He purchased swapsticks to make her very uncomfortable. Wow. What? She has been doing things. 21. Can you get 21 years old? A kid has his or her life together. And it was a time where we thought with the kids that they were havens at school. And now you have shootings at school. When I was coming up, the school was one of the safest places where your parents could go to work and not worry about what was going on at school. You were protected by the faculty, staff, and you got things done. Now you have to worry about not so much being at school, but you have to worry about walking home. All of those things we never thought about, that we must do. And, you know, we mentioned about woke. We must wake up first in order to see woke. Woke still is the word of the week. Speaking of great things, let's bring on our great, great doctor so she can tell us something good. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. And I guess, could you all hear me? I was having some difficulties on this end. Was it kind of blank? You didn't hear me for a while?
Yeah, you went out when we started listening to music.
Okay. But we'll work on that. We're trying to go about it in a different way this morning. And look, back to the drawing board. But what you got good for us this morning? I'm ready. I got my pen, pencil, and my hot tea this morning.
I didn't do five herbs. I did six herbs this morning that actually help you control your blood sugar and can help you to reduce insulin resistance.
Well, you know I'm ready. I got my pen and pencil.
Well, the first one is like bitter melon. And I'm not sure if most people know what bitter melon is. It looks like a cucumber to me, and it's used in a lot of Asian foods. And like the more mature it gets, the more bitter it gets. But it's real good. It contains like polypeptide P, and it's used to control diabetes naturally in Asia and Africa. Polypeptide P is another nickname for it is P insulin. It's an insulin-like hypoglycemic protein that's shown to lower blood glucoses.
And that's what bitter melon can do, lower blood sugars?
Yeah, it lowers blood sugars and helps you with your insulin resistance.
Wow.
Bitter melon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it looks like a cucumber that's been stung like a couple of times.
A cucumber, it looks like a elongated pepper. A couple of pieces.
It looks like a little green cucumber. It's a light green. It's not like a dark green like a cucumber, but it looks like a cucumber. But it looks like it has like little bumps on it.
Yeah,
but
I noticed.
For the men, you can get it in a pill.
Okay, yes, I'm seeing it. Swanson seems to be one. I guess you can pick those up at your health food stores. Swanson seems to be one. Mm-hmm.
Or you can order it from Amazon.
Amazon seems to be everything. Pharmacy, grocery, everything. But there's one online here for 60 caps. For $2.58, and wow, that's bitter melon. It lowers your blood sugar. What else you have for us?
It's called jamun fruit, and that's J-A-M-U-N. Jamun. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it looks like a called the Java plum or the Indian blackberry. It's also called the Portuguese plum or, let me say, I think it's called the purple plum in Jamaica.
I hear you, Mom. I hear you.
But it's a good fruit. Let me see if I can... And you can also get this in a pill form also.
Right. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, you know, we think about it. Most of us we're old enough now where we can swallow pills. But back in the day, I remember chewing aspirin. Oh, that was the most nastiest thing. I couldn't get that. And I've never been sick where it required me to take, any medication. But even as an adult, if I have a headache or something, I'm sure struggling. I drink all the water and the pill still in your mouth dissolving. So, folks, here's some, like I said, this is called, is it Java plum or which one are we talking about?
That's another name for it. It's called the Jamun fruit, but yeah, it's also called, it's got a whole bunch of different little names to it.
Mm-hmm. And they look like grapes, to be honest.
It does.
Yes, it does. Commonly known as Java plum or Indian blackberry in English, Jamun and Jabul in Hindi, you opening my vocabulary this morning with that Indian blackberry.
And I'm just doing a few. These right here have been shown are like they're used in traditional medicine in other countries instead of them using our petroleum-based medications that we use here in the States. They go back to nature, and they use these, and they work great. Now, one of the ones I have here at the house is called Gynema, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. Now, it works just like metformin and Ozempic. It's called, and its nickname is the Sugar Buster. Sugar Destroyer, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, and so it's like real good. It's one of those that's recommended by a lot of holistic practitioners over here in the States. And just for you, it actually comes in a tea form, too.
Okay. Well, you're trying to say that. When I was younger, I couldn't swallow pills. I'm there now.
Oh, okay.
But tea may be good. Tea may be good.
Well, I prefer teas. But, like, most of the men I know, they actually like them. They want a pill or a capsule.
Right. Get it over with quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, and you say G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. Is that what we're looking at?
Uh-huh. And then the second part of it is Sylvestre, and it's S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-R-E.
Mm-hmm. Folks, I hope you got your pens out this morning so we can write some things down. And like we've always mentioned, a lot of these things that we're going over are additives. You know, don't go see your doctor. Be under their care. We don't want, you know, these are things to assist what you may have. And it may help you get off some of the meds. But the thing is these are to assist us, not to just take over. And Dr. Rodriguez, one thing I'm looking at is six impressive health benefits of I let you stay with that name on that one. It's G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. It's Jim, I guess I'll pronounce it like it looks. Gynema.
Uh-huh.
Gynema. Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm hoping it is. I would have to go somewhere and click on it. But this is a herb you see like in India and Africa, and it has a long history of being used for controlling blood glucose.
Okay. Oh, awesome, folks. Yeah, helps Laura. The first thing here, and I'm just helping her, just assisting our expert here, reduces sugar cravings by making sweet foods taste less appealing. Oh, I don't know about that. I love some cinnamon rolls. And look, and it shows. Okay, help lower blood sugar levels. Another thing, may contribute to favorable insulin levels by increasing insulin production.
Mm-hmm.
All right, improves cholesterol and triglyceride levels, reducing heart disease risk. May aid weight loss. So all of those things, folks, you know, you go see a doctor. If we say that first, but there are ways that we can help ourselves. Think about people from other countries. They are so thin, and naturally we look at our ancestry that came over from Africa. Some of them are very, very thin. But when over in America, we eat, we find out things, we don't exercise like we used to. And so as we get older, we do develop different health conditions. And it doesn't help any that Big Mama, Mima, Ma Dia, you know, they walked around, they ate all day, they I tell you, going to my grandmother's house, we ate everything of pickle juice. If you didn't have bacon today, you had sausage tomorrow. And then the next day, you had ham. So, and I have some good friends in Louisiana. I love y'all dearly. But I still can't figure out how y'all eat pickle pig lip. Pickle
yeah, that sounds
pig
delicious.
Lip. It sounds delicious, but seeing it in a jar is a whole different story. A whole different story. Oh, my goodness. I'm just having a ball with that one. But, folks, we have to take this thing serious about our health. There's so many things people put in food now. When we grow, it could be a seed today and a full plant or something that we eat tomorrow. We don't know with a lot of additives are being put in these in the growing process or the getting you from point A to point B. So we have to pay attention to ourselves, go to the doctor, get things, and some of these additives that we're producing today will help us lower cholesterol, help lose weight. Because, again, think about it. When we was coming up, if a pig, if you could get it from a pig, you were going to get it. Pig feet, pig tails, pig ears, snout, lips. Ooh, can't get over the lips yet, like kissing a pig. I think about Miss Piggy. I don't know how Kermit did it, but I can't figure it right now. So all of those things, you know, I make jokes, folks, but it's serious, serious business of some of the things that we've been encountering. Okay, Dr. Rodriguez, what else do you have for us?
Well, now I just have the simple ones. We have like turmeric, ginseng, and cinnamon.
Those now, we hear a lot about turmeric.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the turmeric, it's something that you take every day?
It's something you can take every day.
Okay.
But the ingredient inside of the turmeric that actually helps blood sugar is called curcumin. It's C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And you can actually get that by itself.
Right. Okay.
Now, this increases insulin sensitivity, and it prevents weight gain.
All right. And, you know, you might have to text that to me. You know, I've been doing more walking. But, you know, we get at a certain point in our lives that, you know, it was a time where I could eat something and they said, well, that boy don't eat enough. You know, and then as you get older, you want to eat less. And sometimes eating less is not the best thing to do. It's what you eat. You can eat a lot of this, a lot of that, that will get the enzymes going in your body. And folks, oftentimes, as African-Americans, black, Negroes, whatever they want to call us, we know who we are, that, you know, we reduce our amount of exercising, and we have a lot of issues that have been around a long time. My days when I worked in the emergency room, and we had a new intern come in, and the funny thing about it, I think every physician that comes through needs to learn, have a sociology class about everybody. So Parkland being our main trauma unit here, one of our colleagues was talking to a black lady and asked her, did she have hypertension? Did she have diabetes mellitus? All of that, and she's looking around the room. I walk in, Dr. Rodriguez, and she said, I don't know what he's asking. So he asked again, said, do you have hypertension? I said, ma'am, how's your blood pressure? And she said, I got high blood. It took everything I had not to laugh, because, I mean, I was in a session. And he said, diabetes mellitus. I said, how's your sugar? Ooh, they say I have high sugar too. And it took everything. I had to leave the room to just go and laugh. But I laughed because of the disconnect But in medicine that I deal with every day, we have to find that common ground. We have to at least raise it up or raise it. And it's not so much lowering it, it's being able to understand people. And that's why I think any medical school should have sociology so that we can learn enough about each other to be able to go as high as you need to go or as low or even in the middle. And folks, I say that because oftentimes we don't communicate when we go to the doctor. So we need to do our due diligence as well to understand what is going on. You know, everything we can get it in a blink of an eye on the internet. World Book Encyclopedia or Britannica, we didn't know what anything was. And I used to get upset with my parents. Why we got to, Mama, somebody brought some books. What were we getting books for? Well, I said, each door, we got a stopper for each door if we need to. And, you know, I got in trouble. I had to read every day. I had to read every day. I read the encyclopedia. You know, as a kid, I didn't like it. But, again, it broadened, you know, my base knowledge. But those are the things that we have to do. I make fun of it, but it's so important. You know, you have kids, grandkids that have the internet that they can do so much with. And this is just a helpful hint. Folks, when you write something, you know, get someone to screen it or do Word or whatever, but when you put it in these Google findings to do your corrections, I wrote a paper and it told me I plagiarized my own paper because I had it checked a couple of times. So it remembered, of course, it remembered, and they say, well, this was done by somebody else. And I was like, oh, no, no. There are a lot of tools, but we need to make sure that we are aware of that. All right, Dr. Rodriguez, anything else for us?
Yeah, the ginseng.
Okay.
The ginseng, even the American and the Asian ginseng do decrease blood glucose. And then cinnamon. And I know everybody knows about cinnamon. It says adding cinnamon to your diet can help lower glucose levels. I remember when I worked in Florida that a lot of my Jamaican coworkers would put like a couple of teaspoons of cinnamon in their oatmeal every morning. And they would also, like when they microwave their banana, they would actually sprinkle cinnamon on the banana also.
Okay.
So everybody knows about cinnamon improving blood glucose.
Right. You know, and it takes people from other countries to teach us things because, you know, we find it in Walmart. And we're going to take it just the way it is. We'll find it in Publix in Florida and Georgia and take it just the way it is. So all those things that you see, all those things that we encounter will be something that we just add in order to make it happen. You know, what do they have for swelling in your feet? I remember my granddad said, you got just lose weight. Lose weight, that takes swelling down. Put your feet up. Well, I can't do that. We do so much now. Look, and gotten lazy. We do less walking when we go right around the corner when we could walk. We have to just stay active. That's the bottom line. The bottom line of everything. I tell you, it's just health is everything. And I hate to sound like Prince, but we only get this one chance at this thing called life. And we just have to take advantage of it and move forward. Move forward. There's so many additives that are out there. And, folks, we just need to learn to add a little bitter melon. Jamini, was it? Things to put in our diet. And, you know, as Dr. Rodriguez mentioned, you know, most men, we will take a pill. I can't see us doing anything with this cucumber-like for the bitter melon. And that, I guess it's right there in the melon family. They always say that anything with seeds, did you hear this as a kid? Anything with a seed is supposed to be a fruit.
Yeah.
And we don't classify okra as a fruit. We don't classify. See, I was that kid. I challenged everybody. What is that, seeds? You know, peppers and everything, and cucumbers. Yeah. I was the one. You know,
tomatoes.
Yeah, tomato, and that's the classification of tomatoes is right there. Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? What's your take on that, Dr. Rodriguez? Is it a fruit or vegetable?
Well, I know they've reclassified quite a few things. Like tomato is now considered a fruit. I'm trying to think what else have they reclassified. The only thing I can really remember off the top of my head is the tomato. They reclassified tomato as a fruit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess cucumber going to be close. There's plenty of seeds and cucumbers.
That bitter melon, like in Asia, they actually stir fry it.
Mm-hmm.
So they take bitter melon and they do a stir fry with it. In case you were wondering how you eat it.
Oh, okay. So what is the, I'm laughing because when you get stir fry, what is the name for the little, I call it the little miniature corns that they put in the stir fry?
I don't know. I guess I could look it up right quick.
Okay, yeah. I know you're resourceful. You're very resourceful.
Miniature. I am not even sure, but yeah, I like those little miniature corns also.
Mm-hmm. And while you're looking for that, the botanical classification of tomatoes, according to Google here, is like you said, it's been reclassified as fruits because we've always, well, is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? Botanical fruit would have at least one seed and grow from a plant, grow from a flower. Of the plant. With this definition in mind, tomatoes are classified as fruit because it contains seeds and grow from the flower of the tomato plant. So that means bell pepper is a fruit.
I guess
now, I'm upset. Look, I'm upset all the farmers and all the tables around America. Cucumber, let's see if they say it's a fruit. Yep, consider fruit.
Yeah, everything is a fruit now.
How about a pecan?
Stop.
I'm just kidding here. Even avocado. And to us, we eat avocado like it's a veggie. Tomatoes like it's a veggie. Cucumber. So we'll put it on our salads. And I've always thought, and see, I used to get in trouble because you tell me something and I'm going to make sure I reiterate it again. That's why Ms. Rogers loved me. Ms. Rogers was my second grade teacher. That boy going to tell somebody something one day. But even like you said, avocado, it has a core, which is a seed. And they want to say, is it a fruit or a nut? How do you classify
a nut?
Yeah,
I would just say fruit. I mean, that's the easiest.
You know, with the big seed, right. But I'm just saying how people have classified these things. Is a strawberry? What is a strawberry?
It's a fruit, right?
It is. It's okay. Here's the definition. It says, and a popular strawberry is not a berry at all. Botanists call strawberry false fruit.
Huh?
A pseudocarp is what they call it. It's actually a multiple fruit which consists of many tiny individual fruits embedded in the flesh receptacle. Isn't that something?
Oh, okay.
It has seeds.
Is that the same thing with a blackberry?
Well, you know what? Inquiring minds want to know. Okay. While we're on this, banana. Is it a berry, a nut? What is a banana?
I don't know. Fruit?
It's a fruit. It has seeds. Right. Now we all thinking, who's that? Arsenio Hall. Things that make you go, Coconut. Is it a fruit?
Oh, it's not a nut? That cocoa
nut. It has all three. It has a fruit, a nut, and a seed.
Oh.
So it crosses all spectrums.
Oh, my goodness.
The
little corn that you were talking about is actually called baby corn. It's an immature form of regular corn on a cob.
Okay.
Baby corn.
Okay.
And immature regular corn.
Right. They pickle that quite a bit. I've seen
and
that.
And the main exporter is Thailand.
Okay. Well, our baby strawberries. Can you feed your dog a strawberry?
My dogs eat strawberries.
Okay. God bless my dog. you notice I haven't said protect the pet population. Our dog died maybe, about in December, I believe. So things are a little quiet. You know, I'm going to get another dog eventually. Okay. Yes, dogs can eat strawberries. They're full of fiber and vitamin C. Along with that, they also contain an enzyme that can help whiten the teeth as he or she eats them. They contain sugar, so be sure to give them in moderation. Never knew that. Now, some of my pets over the years, they would eat strawberries, but it would just accidentally, well, one hit the floor. It wasn't on purpose. It was not on purpose. So I don't feel bad now. Over the years, they could eat strawberries. But, folks, we try to add a little humor to this because we are what we eat. We've always heard that. And we just make sure we eat the best thing for our bodies. You know, people talk about avocados and just salads and the things of that nature. So you get your vegetable and fruit with some of the things that we have been putting on our salads, blueberries. The question is, it a nut? Or they say by the same logic, raspberries and blueberries are also nuts.
Well, yeah.
Although they don't grow on trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We expect them, like most nuts, Brazilian nuts. And it's Sunday morning. I won't tell you what we used to call Brazilian nuts. and cashew nuts. I'm tickled, y'all. I wish I could tell you, but I'm going to try to keep the integrity up a little bit here. But just go to the Urban Dictionary whenever you all get an opportunity and just see our interpretation of some things. You will just fall out laughing. You know, speaking of that, Dr. Rodriguez, that was a way of us really having a great conversation without the slave owners knowing what we were talking about.
Oh, you woke this morning then.
Yeah. I woke.
Yes, I am.
So maybe we need to go in my great state of Florida. Maybe we need to have a conversation with DeSantis. And wake him up. Sleep.
We'll always be woke as long as we just pretty much listen and, like, know exactly what our people are trying to tell us.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Because most of our stuff is in code. That's how we stay woke.
Yeah. And we've been in code for years. We have been woke for years. You know, I'm trying to stay woke. Just dealing. You know, and I think about, as we, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated Bloody Sunday, which was a tough time in our American history of being blocked from voting. And as they walked from Selma, Alabama, on our way for voting rights in Montgomery, Alabama.
Hmm.
You know, of those individuals that may have lost their lives or were injured along that pathway, is that we've gotten to a point, the reason I hesitated, because I was thinking about the song in church, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Well, I mean, we made that route. We made it. And some people are trying to reverse that so much. Again, not wanting to tell they wanted to tell his story. Well, tell the true history about what has happened in this country. And these kids, they're not dumb. They can go on the internet and find out whatever they want. Whatever they want to. And this country, why are you trying to push us back? You know, some of us have gotten to a point where they don't know how to deal with us because we speak their jargon. We're able to compete competitively, mentally. And in their minds, they think they're superior. But why don't we all level it out so that we all can enjoy the fruits of our labor? That worries me more than anything. And our next generation, our kids and grandkids, are able to think with the best of them. We've made it where they will go to schools that will challenge their mental capabilities because we know what it takes. And when we've done that, I don't know what their future is going to hold because they're going to be ready, but will they get the opportunity to show their readiness? And I'm not talking 1 or 2%. Give me a quarter of the people that look like you and I to do even more than what we're doing. That is where my mindset is. I hope that the parents and grandparents to just put those kids in a great situation to do more. If you're able to send them abroad, send them. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life. Because there's so much past that coast where we came in on the East Coast from St. Augustine, really, all the way from Miami all the way up to Maine. We didn't ask to come, but we have adapted. You know, so put your kids in a good situation. Have talks with them. See where they're going. I think if we talk with them and not talk at them, I think our outcome will be greater. Because it's just a travesty of kids getting shot at school. That wasn't. If you had something like that during our day, might have been one or two. But this thing is like a fad. And secondly, parents, check a bag. You know what? Make them put the bag on the table, go to bed, then you go sniffing. Well, you pay the rent. Bring me your bag. Those are the things that we need to do. Because the exposure. And TV is not helping. Yeah, I love the Equalizer. But what is the message that we're sending our children when they watch it? They think they can win every duel? Do they can use technology to help capture people? You just don't know. And we don't know what the future holds. And for those who are listening, you know, it's more days behind us than it is in front of us. And I have to remind myself that every single day that I'm going to enjoy myself, I am going to provide whatever I can to help the next generation. Because my days are limited, and I want to just enjoy to the fullest. Speaking of young folks, Dr. Rodriguez, on yesterday, I went out to the International Bowling Headquarters, and I was hoping we had someone that was on, and didn't bring them on. I missed them because our bowling team from Florida A&M is here in the Southwestern Athletic Conference Bowl-a-thon. We call it Bowl-a-thon because I think about the Don't Believe the Hype that hopefully we'll be doing this summer. But they have the championships with teams from Grambling, Southern, Texas Southern, Alabama State, Prairie View, just to name a few. Just to name a few. And they're out in Arlington at the International Bowl. You have a pin out there.
Wow.
They actually have 10 lanes. So went out there, and the kids got some gifts, and it's just nice. And I know Cheryl is on, and Cheryl, you want to come on and give a little bit of how you felt about yesterday? She's always doing great things for the kids. And well, I know she know how to press one, so whenever she presses it, I'm ready for it. But Sylvia, I'm telling you, you know how I talk about FAMU, and it was just good seeing people out. The other schools had support as well. I met our athletic director. She's brand new on the job, first of the year, and only wish her the very best. I even offered if she needed some help doing something to let us know. And that's what alums do. Because if it wasn't for Ms. Carolyn Collins, Dorothy, I wanted to go to another school, but I'm so glad my selection was FAMU. You know, and I knew it was going to break my parents' heart if I didn't go to FAMU. But, you know, you kind of want to pave your own way. However, best move I ever made in my life at that juncture in my life for an 18-year-old. And so, you know, when they come out, we try to show them hospitality, which we did. And hopefully I didn't post any pictures they got some gifts. They got some gifts from the Alumni Association. I want to say, on a sad note, on yesterday, we had a funeral for a very good friend of mine, Antonio. RODRIGUS Moody. All we always call him was Tony. 56 years old. Worked from home. Wife had been calling him all day. She get home, found him dead in the chair. That has set me back a little bit, but you know what? We know we got to pass that way. And it could have been worse. He could have been on the road and not only affected himself, but he could have affected others. So I ask that you all pray for the Moody family. It's tough. It's tough. But I will share this with you. Growing up, I lost a good friend at 18. He was canoeing, and they made sure they had jackets on. The boat turns over. The jacket comes off, and he drowns. Now, you're dealing with this at 18. His mother showed some courage I did not know a person could do. She sung at her son's funeral. And it just brings lumps back to my throat just thinking about it. But I tell you, one thing that pastor said, and it was a mixed congregation, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. For us to understand what was going on, he talked about our friend having his life jacket on. And when that jacket slipped off, he slipped into the hands of the Lord. Now, it took me a minute to kind of get it because I was so sad about losing a good friend. But he put things in perspective. As a parent, as a grandparent, you just pray for protection. You pray for them to grow and everything. And, of course, you don't, for our own selfish reasons, don't want them ever to not be successful. But the impact he put on our lives at just 18 was just unbelievable. So whether you're 18 or 118, you know, there's a purpose for everyone, and that's the point I really want to get out. It's a purpose for everyone, and we need to live life to its fullest, make a difference in the lives of the people that we come in contact with. And I think everything will be better off if we do that. And it starts at home. Grandkids, your kids, my kids, cousin Darley's kids, whoever that you come in contact with. But that sad moment was another turning point in my life. And everybody that was there, the courage I received to do anything I wanted to do in life was based on seeing a mother sing at her kid's funeral and her only child. So you can only imagine, it wasn't a dry eye in the place. Even me being all hard and crusty at times, I couldn't fight the tears back. Hate to give that somber note, but, you know, again, we just have to do what we can because we don't know when it's going to end. But if we take care of our bodies, and take care of the mental capacities of it, treat everybody nice, even when they're not treating you nice. If it's unbearable, get away from the situation. But we can't retaliate. Talk to your kids walking to school, grandkids. Maybe if so much is happening, and it's happening a lot closer than we could even imagine. Drive-by shootings, deep elements getting bad, and I tell my kids every time they come home, find somewhere else to go. Too much is going on down there. They've increased the police protection, but kids are still ride by with a drive-by. Sad situation. So that's my little spiel there. Sylvia, to get to a brighter thing, I was so excited again to see Rattlers and their parents. All the HBCUs that were represented it, they all bowling. The first time I've ever been to a competitive bowling contest, because I can bowl, but like kids are bowling 3 or 4 hours. You know, you bowl 1 or 2 games and you're out of gas. But they show resilience. You can see their arm was getting a little tired. So I worry about the format. You got to, a team waiting on a team that's already bowled, and then you well rested. I got issue with that, but that's the format. They know what they have to do. But we need to get them some strawberries, Cheryl. That's some fruit. Avocado, anything for energy. All right. Dr. Rodriguez, you got anything else for us? I know you've been waiting patiently.
No, I'm amused that you keep seeing strawberries and avocados on the salad, right?
Yeah, you see them with your lettuce.
Yeah.
Lettuce,
I have no idea.
Yeah, but all those things. Look, let me pass this by you. You know, we've been talking about woke. This is the second week. Well, it's been around, but we're talking about woke. The Federal Appeals Court leaves DeSantis anti-woke law blocked in Florida public colleges. Because he pushed a law where he didn't want anything taught in our public colleges. Anything diversified. He didn't want it. If that's not pulling out the can of white paint, I don't know what else is. He has disrupted the flow of Disney. A lot of people don't know when Disney came in, Disney wanted a major city that could not, a major city with a major airport. That was his goal. Miami had the beaches. They didn't want to compete with that. They actually came to Tampa. They wanted to go to Tampa and build Disney World. Okay? These are some facts. Tampa told them they had Busch Gardens. They didn't need nothing else. So the Disney folks, I-4 is right there in Tampa. They were going to make their way to Daytona Beach. And then the Disney people noticed some property just outside of Kissimmee. Those who've been to Florida, you probably call it Kissimmee. But it's after Chief Kissimmee of the Seminole tribe. And he knows all the property, Lake Bonavista and all that. And that's where he settled in and put in Disney World. Now, the agreement with Disney World was that they had some tax cuts, this, that, and the other. They had their own municipality of their fire, police, all of that was under the control of Disney Properties. Well, the sentence has dropped that. Now the push is for Orange County and Polk County. There might be one more up there that will pay for their police so that the state can have control. So he going after everything. So now Disney is hot, extremely hot. I always say they're hotter than fish grease right now. Because of And if you notice in the Super Bowl, when the MVP of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes, they asked him, where are you going? Normally you hear Disney World. He said, I'm going to Disneyland. That's how the NFL and people are getting back at what the census put down for, you know, for his citizens of Florida. Something needs to stop. It is just a travesty of what? And Dr. Rodriguez and I have been talking about woke forever. Got to stay woke. And recognize when things are not right. Let's fix it. How do we go about fixing it? You stick to your guns. You make sure that everything's right. It's just mind-boggling. At 2023, you're trying to go back to 1700. Trying to change the landscape of America. And you better believe a lot of people feel the same way. Need to keep pushing forward, folks. It's about 9:50 after the hour. We've talked about so many things today. For my expert, we talked about ways of keeping your hypertension down, some bitter melon, look like an undersized cucumber with bumps, jimin fruit, jimina fruit, ways to lower your blood sugar and everything. Keep things in mind, folks. You know, the soaking of a cliche, we only have one life to live. And with that one life, as this world turns, we'll keep searching for tomorrow as we live on the edge of night. That's about all I can remember. I can't. Oh, because we are kind of young and restless. But it's all in the dynasty of where we've come from. To live a better life, to follow the guiding light. You know where I'm going with it. I was just playing with it for a minute. But I'm so excited. I was hoping we had someone from FAMU come on, and she's probably in the middle of the competition with the girl. So I hope that FAM can knock that thing out. But I just hope that these teams that represent their universities hope they enjoyed themselves in their Metroplex. And hopefully they have a safe return home. And I'm going to get you here. We have about 8 minutes. Cheryl, are you there? Okay. I was kind of listening to see if she was on. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, anything else you want to leave us with? We're going to make you an honorary rapper.
Well, thank you. Well,
we're
going
to invite you to
to the pit, huh? Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to lower blood sugar would be to increase your healthy fats and proteins.
What's
and
a healthy
keep hydrated.
Fat?
You know, like avocado. Unsweetened coconut. If you're a meat eater, some ghee butter or grass-fed butter.
No, with the grass-fed butter. So we got to find some butter come from cows. I don't know. They probably didn't figure that out now. But yeah, butter comes from cows. Certain hay. You know, if the Lord bless me, I want to own one cow. I don't need poor cow. I'm going to be lonely. and just raise the cow. You probably get attached to them like dogs or cats. I'm not really a cat guy. So did you?
And you only need 1 to 2 tablespoons of healthy fat with each of your meals.
Okay. Well, I need you to prescribe some things. I'm going to be your next patient. I know my problem. I got to stay away from Smoothie King. I go to Wendy's, go get the salad.
King, don't they add avocado? They'll add avocado to your smoothie, right?
Yeah, if that's what you like. But I like the berries and... I may try. I might go off there for healthier smoothies. I may do that.
Well, you can always add avocado to your smoothie. Because, like I said, you only need 1 to 2 tablespoons.
And that's a fat burner?
It helps you detox that sugar from them berries, I guess.
Okay. So just a spoonful.
Sugar detox.
Okay. Knowing me, I might need to put 1 or 2 avocados in mine. That's
avocado,
the microwave burger.
Avocado and banana smoothie. That tastes pretty good.
With no natural sugars or nothing added?
I don't add sugar.
Ooh, okay. I wish you could see my face right now. Believe it or not.
Bananas are not so sweet.
You said a banana is natural sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They'll sweeten up that avocado for me.
Yeah, but you know what? I love avocado. We had an avocado tree growing up. And my mom used to, avocado on there. I wasn't crazy about it. And we didn't know what guacamole was. I didn't know what guacamole until I moved out of here.
Oh, okay. Texas, huh?
Yeah. And you have to remember, too, now Chipotle is everywhere. Wasn't no Chipotle in Florida at all.
Oh, okay.
At all. So we always had fresh tomatoes and avocados on your plate. Ooh, and the rule for me was you couldn't leave the table until you finished all your food. So I guess my dog was healthy. Because he ate put in front of an avocado. tomatoes.
That's funny.
Yeah, he did everything for us, I tell you.
Yeah, plenty of healthy fat, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Lived a long life. Yeah.
Well, I know when I lived in Florida with them red beans and rice, they always had avocado with them red beans and rice.
Yeah. Pigeon peas, gondolis is what it's called in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Mm.
See that, Cheryl? I speak a little Spanish. And we have that with rice, and that was always good. But as we close, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you. You know, you're always welcome. Thank you for these tidbits that you're giving us on a weekly basis. I thank you so much for that. And for everyone else, we'll be here at the same time next week. Again, we had someone lined up, but she was at the bowl-a-thon. I mean, at the bowling competition, so I know she wanted to see her child bowl. So that's understandable. But we'll be here same time next week. And always, always remember, be nice to folks because folks will be nice to you. And don't serve an on-time God. See you next week. I'm out of here. Peace.